Well, I am actually using you as my sounding board because I have to practice my speech again, because all this, when the operation and down through my lungs and everywhere, has affected my vocal cords. And I am to perform a reading, and I give everything to children. And I don't know if I know I'm going to do it, but I don't know. I know I have to rest. And so I'm using you as my sounding board anyway. All right, let's try. I'm going to see if I could do this. The secret. What are the secrets? She was dying, and she asked, "Am I dying?" I lied. "No, you're already dead, and this is your hell." She looked into my eyes. "Did you know I was lonely?" I said, "We are all lonely." She said, "Did you know you are never less alone when alone?" I said, "I did not know that." I thought of the many hours I waited on the fence line under the heat of the monsoons and the big red pounding you for hours and hours alone, so many hours alone, always waiting and waiting, waiting for the enemy. I ate beans from a can and peanut butter and steel crackers, warm water from a canteen, and I prayed to my God. I was alone, and for hours and days turned to months, and I made a promise to God. No man would ever break me, not ever, never break me. I remember too much pain and the tears and the sobs that turned into heaves, and I conditioned myself to have a soul that was callous as the years of treachery. I remember the saying when we responded to a boy shot multiple times in his ass, in the chest, a bullet through his head. His name? His name. You want to know his name? His name was Marcus. I said to Marcus, "They caught you slipping." Then I said, "Well, Marcus, where your day ends, mine begins. I have measured the bodies of man by the madness of slaughter, butchery, savage, unreason of the reason, anger and hatred, and the cold heart of murder. And nothing much matters. And the woman sometimes comes to me in dreams, asking, 'Am I dying?' I sat next to her bed for hours that turned to days and read her poems from Emily Dickinson and told her, 'Did you know that Emily saw the universe from her backyard?'" And the woman smiled. And that is the secret. Thank you very much. See you next week with Michael Worster's group.